right, time to check in on the London 2012 Olympics. And joining us live is CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman from London. Steve, how are things there today?
Well, today track and field begins really the classic Olympic event, and the classic event in the classic sport comes on Sunday, the men's 100-meter dash. We'll see if Usain Bolt still has it. He's been really plagued by some nagging injuries. He's still very fast, but is he the fastest in the world? Still, we'll find out on Sunday. His biggest competition will probably come from a fellow countryman, Johan Blake. Blake actually beat Bolt in the Jamaican Olympic trial, so it seems almost certain, at least on paper, that Jamaica will win. It's just, will it be Bolt or Blake?
Isn't that something? Now, the USA basketball team had a pretty decent night.
Well, the record book was rewritten, let's say that. The U.S. had no trouble against Nigeria, beating Nigeria 156-73. Coach Mike Krzyzewski says he actually tried to stop running up the score. He took all the starters out, but they were still scoring. Everyone scored. Carmelo Anthony led with 37 points. These are all records I'm about to give you. The 156 points, a record. Carmelo Anthony's total, a record. The U.S. shot 71%. That's a record. They made, I think, 20-some three-point shots, also a record. They just rewrote the record book last night. A perfect game for the U.S.
And Michael Phelps is not done yet, right?
No, I mean, I think yesterday I was saying that he would have a tough time winning the men's 200-meter individual medley. I was wrong. And so let's not even talk about what he will do tonight. Maybe he'll win another one. He has one more individual event. This is the 100-meter butterfly tonight. Don't bet against this guy after what he showed last night. He had the top qualifying race in the 100-meter butterfly. He won it, of course, 4 years ago. And after tonight, he has one more Olympic event in his career. He definitely said last night these are his final Olympics. He'll compete in the relay tomorrow night. That would be the medley relay.
Wow. Anything special you're looking forward to either today or over the weekend?
Well, I really want to see the 100-meter dash. I really want to see if Bolt still has it. And track and field's just always a great sport to me. Like I said, the classic Olympic sport. Also today, we have some interesting competition in tennis. The semifinals taking place. Andy Murray taking on Djokovic. And the fans at Wimbledon, you know they'll be rooting for Andy Murray.
Steve, absolutely. When can we see what many people feel is the inspiring story of the runner with prosthetic legs?
The South African runner, he will be running tomorrow in some preliminary rounds, and he will also be running in the relay, but tomorrow will be historic for that.
Any other drama surrounding the Olympics in London at all, or are things pretty quiet there?
Things are going well. The biggest drama today was the central line on the tube had some problems. That's one of the two main lines that brings fans here to the Olympic Park, so there have been some concerns about traffic today and transportation today, and this is the biggest day so far in the Olympics because track and field begins, and you'll have 80,000 fans into the stadium tonight.
That's a lot of people. Steve, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again.
Take care. Have a good weekend.
You too. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman joining us live from London and the London 2012 Olympics.